Chapter 4. Scott expected a horde of FBI agents to pour into his home. This was a Piper kidnapping, after all. Instead, he got Shields and three agents. Shields seemed to read Scott's expression and moved quickly to dispel any fears.
"Sammy's abduction isn't being taken lightly. We're the tip of the iceberg. The public, the press, and the Piper won't see the FBI machine at work. This investigation's heavy lifting will be taking place back at the division office."
Shields introduced the three agents who would be assigned to the family: Sean Brannon, Terry Dunham, and Lucy Guerra. Brannon, a tall and serious-looking guy around Scott's age, was Shields' second in command. Shields dismissed them, and they swept through Scott's home with the might of an occupying force. They commandeered the entire first floor with the exception of the kitchen, and set up their command post in the dining room. In a matter of minutes, his home was no longer his. There was little for his family to do except stay out of their way. He, Jane, and Peter took refuge in the kitchen. They sat around the table as usual, except for the unoccupied chair. Peter stared at the space that should have been filled by his brother.
"It's going to be okay," Scott said to his son.
He and Jane explained to Peter what would happen. They put the most positive spin on events that they could. If they could convince Peter that everything would be okay, then maybe they could convince themselves. Shields came into the kitchen and sat in Sammy's seat, unaware of the sacrilege he'd committed. Scott felt like telling him to get the hell out of his son's chair.
"We need to talk," Shields said. "A lot will happen before the night is through."
"The ransom demand?" Jane asked. "There will be one, won't there?"
"Yes, and in the next few hours while we're still mobilizing. That's why we have to work fast. I need to ask you more questions, okay?"
He received a round of nods.
"Good. Peter, I'd like you to help identify the type of minivan you saw. Can you do that?"
"Okay."
Agent Guerra shook hands with Peter. She was a slim, attractive Hispanic woman who looked to be in her late 20s. She immediately won Peter over with her warm smile and good looks. He took Guerra's hand, and she led him from the...